but he's too drunk because he's a Japanese businessman.
His briefcase is full of sake. Intro. From the heart of Broadway here in the historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where I'm working on my radio voice for the past 8 months now. It's Tanner Thursday with me, your host, Mr. 100. Shannon Young did not do Mr. 100 this week due to the weather here in lovely southeast Missouri. We were kind of snowed nice.
We got snow!
We finally got some snow, and we didn't want it. Well, sort of.
It snowed!
We might be getting some more tonight.
It was powder, but it snowed.
Yeah. It was pretty.
It was really pretty.
It was also very slick. So we stayed home. We didn't record. We did do Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night with the guy to my left, Dalton Manch. That was a good show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that one too.
You spoke out very candidly about female genital mutilation. And I really think that's a hot topic that we should talk about on the show tonight. So I hope you brought your notes for that one. Thank you, Dalton. Next to Dalton is the man himself, the moniker of the show, Tanner Calvert. From Tanner Thursday. Tanner, it's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to actually be here.
I think this is, you weren't here last week.
No.
But you were here for the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
Which was a great episode. I had a lot of people tell me that it was one of the funniest episodes they've heard in a long, long time. I guess.
We kind of went back to what Tanner Thursday used to be. It was just us sitting here being stupid and laughing.
As long as we entertain ourselves, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Next to the man himself, the man with the golden beard, Jesse Kimball.
That's the first time you've ever, that was a combination of multiple things you've called me.
I can never remember your nicknames that we officially licensed.
I kind of like that one.
And we'll slap on a t-shirt.
I don't think that I've gotten an official nickname.
Well, I like the man with the golden beard. That's sexy.
Yeah, it can be.
And we need a certain sex appeal since Zach Price isn't on the show as much anymore. Speaking of sexy, next to Jesse Kimball, wearing her rabbit's hat, and with our new intern at the show, intern Pikachu, Lindsay Wolfgong.
Hi.
Hello. And I see you have a lovely Pikachu plushie there.
Yes, he is awesome.
Which, if you guys heard the opening bit, is intern Pikachu. He looks like a Japanese businessman, and by law, they are drunk
with
most
of
the time.
With blue hipster glasses.
Yes. Dalton, how do you feel about that?
I feel like he's my long-lost cousin.
I like that his briefcase has a Pokeball on it.
Well, yeah. You're going to keep all that sake.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jesse Kimball?
That's right. He's also CJ and Ethan's new boss.
He actually outranks them.
Yes.
Which for CJ is understandable, because CJ doesn't... CJ, you get him high enough, he'll think it's a living thing.
If he gets enough painkillers in his system.
He's still not listening to the shows, right?
Oh, no. As far as I know.
No. Okay.
He just wants to be on more. He doesn't actually want to listen to them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest.
It is. Also in the Peanut Gallery tonight, we have Ethan. Who did a very funny intro for the show where he asked me if he could be on the show and I explained that I don't have six mics. I didn't know he was trying to do a bit. So my reaction was of actual anger.
And you also weren't recording.
And I wasn't recording. I wish I was because I would love to cuss Ethan out on the show.
Aww.
That's always a good time. No, he doesn't have to get the phone. You can't hear the phone. The phone is ringing at the store, but you can't hear it. Trust me.
Well, not the one in the back room anyway.
You can't even hear that one usually. Remember how many times we've heard it ring and we freak out thinking, oh God.
Sometimes you can't hear it though.
The audience is going to know that we're recording at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway for
you
all your gaming
needs.
Tell
them that every week.
Well, you can pre-order games here.
We recommend it.
We also do birthday parties.
We literally went like 50 minutes into PWU without having to do the plug. And he's like, all right, we got 10 minutes left. Let's just breeze through it. We're at Gaming Grounds, so we can leave Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway. And he's like, oh, we had time to do the plug, though. Like, just very, very belligerent to it.
What I'm doing is I'm setting myself up for future voiceover work. If they need an ad man or a pitch man, they know that I can squeeze in those quick promos for stores like Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway, 141, 131. Fuck. It's in Jackson.
Forgot your address.
Yeah. 131 North Main in Jackson?
West Main.
West Main.
It's got a horse in the window. You can't miss it.
It's true.
Southeast Missouri. Check us out at gaminggrounds.something.
I would not try to check us out on the website. Look us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Lonnie hasn't updated that website in
over a year. Yeah. And hey, if you're listening to this show on iTunes, check us out at podzilla1985.com.
It's true.
It's on Podbean. Sorry.
We're working on that.
We're working on it. Slow process. We need more money. You can all support us on Patreon. Buy our merchandise at Redbubble. Look up Podzilla1985. We got some great merchandise on there. We got some Tanner Calvert, Tanner Thursday merchandise. We got some Mr. 100 stuff. Nerd Up is not on there yet.
I'm working on it.
Nope.
We're working on it. Orders of business tonight. The first thing I want to talk about that I told Lindsay I had her on the show specifically for this because it was going to piss her off.
Hasn't told me any of it yet, and I've been at work for 12 hours, so I'm kind of oblivious to the world.
Well, I have a grudge against Lindsay on Thursdays. So I wanted to torture her a little bit. So today, I don't know if you saw this, for you guys out there listening, they announced the revival, the reboot in 2017 of Darkwing Duck.
I saw that, but I saw it as comic book form.
Disney XD is going to be doing a cartoon again, too.
Nope.
And then it was debunked.
Then it was declared fake. Here's why I'm upset. God damn it.
Because he wants Darkwing Duck.
You know how excited I was? I got to work today. I checked out my Facebook feed, and one of the top stories on my Facebook feed was Darkwing Duck. It was like Darkwing Duck coming back to TV. This wasn't someone.
I mean, DuckTales are getting redone.
Yeah, but I don't fucking care about DuckTales. I mean, I do, but it's not Darkwing Duck. That's like saying, oh, you know, The Flash has got a new show. Well, that's great, but The Flash isn't Batman. I prefer Batman. Someone posting about Darkwing Duck. This was a news story on Facebook in my feed that said Darkwing Duck coming back. I click on it. Here's articles from Maxim. I think Kotaku had it up. All these different sites reporting on
it. It was trending on Facebook.
They didn't check their sources.
They didn't check their source. It was an April Fool's joke that everyone got tricked by again.
It's an old April Fool's joke?
From last year, I think. Or no, a couple years ago, maybe.
I don't know when the April Fool's joke was, but yeah. Somebody, like, reposted it. It was like, oh my god, did you guys see this? And then it just, like, blew up.
It took over the internet. This is a perfect example of internet journalism, where you don't check your facts or your sources, and you just run with the story because it's hot. This is why you would never, you would never see this on NBC Nightly News anyway, but generally you won't see stories on broadcast television that haven't been fact-checked a million times to make sure it's not bullshit.
That's not true.
I said usually.
He's not talking about Fox.
Ha. Bam, Tanner.
Jesus. Don't look at me. You're not getting any defense here. I
don't fucking watch Fox.
Oh, okay. How am I supposed to know that?
He lives in
Fox. You looked at me like I needed to defend Fox News, and I was like, now wait
a minute. No, fucking defend me! Shit, I don't watch.
I assume they knew something about you that I didn't.
No!
Oh, everybody knows. It's no secret.
Yes, Tanner is conservative.
Uh-oh.
No, he does not watch Fox. No, he does not support Trump.
He's a smart conservative.
The best turbo libs.
But it just
wait a minute.
Let me tell you how I am. If it came down to it and it was Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, I'm voting Democrat.
Hold on. It would take Donald Trump for you to vote Bernie Sanders?
How about Ted Cruz? How about Ben Carson? How about
Jeb Bush?
I'd vote for Jeb Bush.
I don't hate Jeb Bush.
Yeah, I like him a lot better than his brother.
Well, yeah, that's not saying much.
It's really not. That is you couldn't even trip over that bar.
Guys, calm down.
We'll get to the politics.
We'll get to Donald Trump in a little bit, because that's on the agenda.
Oh,
right
no.
Now we're talking about important things, like Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
But I like talking about jokes.
Oh. What's the Seth Meyers joke of Donald Trump's running as a Republican, which was surprising because I thought he was running as a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was really upset about Darkwing Duck because I really, 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 really wanted to believe it was coming back.
Disney should take this as a hint, though.
Well, seriously. Not only that, but Lindsay, you remember...
Disney doesn't want to make money. What are you talking about?
Disney made more than enough money.
They're good. Star Just Wars has set them up for a while.
And Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember Disney Infinity when they had the voting?
I know! Darkwing was second place over stupid Mabel.
From something called Gravity Falls, which from what I understand is like a kid's version of The X-Files. Ethan, are you feeling froggy over here?
So fucking mad at that.
Oh, you're upset.
Darkwing Duck wins so bad.
Well, even Ethan knows, and Ethan, never mind.
So anyway.
Ethan thinks 2 plus 2 is $50.
You know, Gravity Falls is another one of those cartoons that's going around that, like, it's meant for little kids, but older people like it, like Adventure Time and Steven Universe.
My Little Pony. Kind of
stuff. Ooh. I like My Little Pony.
Steven Universe, which had apparently a lesbian kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other story.
Well, eh. Good.
It bugs me. It shouldn't bug me. I wanted to get upset about Steven Universe having a lesbian kiss because it is a kid's show, but then I thought, well, why is a lesbian kiss... Like, I'm progressive, so why would I be upset at a lesbian kiss?
Well,
so I didn't complain about it.
It's one of those things, technically, the gems don't have gender. It's implied they're female, but...
Again, I know nothing about Steven Universe.
I mean, that's what I'm just telling you that about the universe.
We said the gem. I don't know what the gems
mean. Each
of
the female characters, as they're drawn, are different gems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're from a whole different world. They're aliens, technically.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, they don't
like
take...
Gonzo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is Gonzo genderless?
Well, he fucks chickens.
Holy shit!
So he's...
So he's Kentuckian.
So, yeah, I don't know. He is from outer space. I don't...
You bet he is. He's got that big Lonnie Chapman nose.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
I mean, they always referred to Gonzo as a he, so I...
The great Gonzo, thank you. No. And speaking of great, I want Darkwing Duck.
I agree.
I also want Darkwing Duck, buddy.
I was so excited. I almost called you, Lindsay, at work. I had the phone in my hand, and as I read through it, it said, update, we were wrong. My world came crashing down, and it hurt inside.
It's just that that old Tiny Tim, just the, you raised and dashed my hopes quite expertly.
I'm so hungry. So for those of you out there who were excited about Darkwing Duck, it's not happening. They do have a new comic series coming out.
I'm sorry I didn't get as angry as you thought I'd get.
I really did expect you to get angrier. I'm angry!
I like Darkwing Duck, but I was more of a DuckTales person.
Nobody was more of a DuckTales person.
I was, because I'm stupid.
You're not stupid, you're just a woman.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, the only reason I originally watched Darkwing was because Launchpad was on it, and then I realized that Darkwing was awesome.
Speaking of Launchpad...
Wait a minute, no. The only person that thought that woman joke was funny was you, by the way, Shannon. We all three looked at each other in unison, just being like, nope, not laughing at that.
And then I just ignored it, so...
I think Ethan thought it was funny. Ethan?
Nah, Ethan's too wrapped up in Saints Row over there.
And who can blame him? Fantastic game.
Love Darkwing Duck. I did.
We have the first season on DVD.
I have a great comic series that they did called The Duck Knight Returns.
Doesn't it have Chippendale on it also?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I thought there was like a cameo of them in it.
Can we talk for a second about how great Disney used to be when we were kids?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. And Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep it to Disney. What's wrong?
Nickelodeon.
For a second I thought it was snowing outside. It's not. Oh. Mm-hmm. I got excited and then I got sad.
Yeah, so that means I get the next tomorrow off.
I would also really like to have tomorrow off.
Don't have to deal with any kids. Because I'm a teacher.
No!
I can say I'm a cashier, and it's very ambiguous.
You work at a food library.
Damn it.
Is what Ethan said.
We better not say that about where I'm at.
Works at a
food library?
Teaching library.
Yeah, I work at a teaching library.
You mean a library?
You work at a children library.
No!
No.
I work at the Jesus Factory.
No!
Oh, God.
You work at the book factory?
I'm just not going to tell anybody at the school that I am on a podcast. They're going to be like, what do you do in your free time?
I mean, that would be a bad idea regardless of this show.
God, so many times lately I've heard someone refer to somebody else as having a podcast. It happened with Asa, and I think with you, Dalton.
Because somebody assumed that it was like my podcast.
People keep saying around me, to Asa, I heard your podcast the other day. And then Asa will go, well, actually, it's his podcast.
I did the same thing.
You did, but now it's getting to a point where it's not mine anymore, so I might as well quit. This is my last show.
You said you wanted it to be a collaborative effort.
Yeah, well, that was because I was trying to justify other things.
I know.
Now that I'm not the star, I don't want to be on it anymore.
Can't it just be our podcast with you leading it?
No.
Well, that
awkward
was
pause.
God.
I created the name.
Which gives you
a long time ago.
Yes.
He came up with that fucking name while we were in here sitting probably like a year before.
He had Blogzilla beforehand.
Yeah, it's not like I had a great moment of inspiration.
He was literally just like, Blogzilla's an awesome name.
How about Podzilla?
Podzilla.
And it's
a cool
podcast?
Name.
What if we called it Blogcast?
No.
Do the other one.
And then Zach crashes here. He's just like, oh, we should call it Dixon Things. And then we just go full circle.
Actually, Zach created the name. He was like, come on, motherfucking Podzilla, man. Come on. Rematch. Oh, he also wanted me to tell you that he doesn't know if he can listen to the show anymore with you on it. On pro wrestling.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He's finally listening to what talent is?
Oh, shit.
I don't care, YOLO. I just said YOLO. Yeah, that was a first.
No, that's, it's not.
Oh, who else said it?
You said it before.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you
did. Oh, my God.
I feel like that's another one of those things that can just never be undone. The show feels dirty now.
Yeah. The Thanksgiving episode.
YOLO is worse.
I wasn't even on that episode and I had to take a shower after I heard it.
YOLO is worse than YOLO is worse than saying I'm a rapist and a drugger?
No one actually said you were a rapist.
It's true.
It was the implications.
So these women are in danger. No, no one's in any danger. How are you not getting this?
I don't know.
I'm not going to rape these women. God. It's just the implication.
And back to another Philadelphia.
What?
Has anybody talked to Bob lately?
Oh,
see how tired he is.
He was playing with spiders yesterday.
He's just hobbling a little bit. Just like,
he still has the spider.
He got a new spider.
He can't sit on
I'm actually
like kind of
surprised about that. I figured he'd have a ceremonial burning of everything that once tied him to former lives.
Yeah.
No, some people can't let go. I would get rid, like, once that attachment was gone, those spiders would be gone.
Yeah, well, Bob is a weird person who likes weird things. We're talking about our friend, my roommate Bob, who has a collection of
tarantulas.
Tarantulas, spiders, moon crickets.
No, wait, fuck! Oh, God!
What have
hopefully,
you done?
Hopefully no one knows what that means.
Everybody knows what it means now, Tanner!
I knows what it means because I remember the story the first time I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, no!
Good old Black Dynamite.
No!
So, yeah, he has tarantulas.
Darkwing Duck.
And very awesome frogs.
And very, I haven't seen the frogs. All
they're
I've seen
so
are the
cool.
Tarantulas.
They're tiny and black and yellow, and my cat goes in and stares at them.
Well, that's fun.
Oh, no.
Okay. At least you guys got rid of the other cat.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Yeah, but I feel bad about that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take care of it, but I feel bad about it.
Wait, yeah.
That's a really awesome like white one.
Mm-hmm. I really
love that cat.
Moon cricket.
Oh, shut up, Ethan.
So anyway,
don't trust Urban Dictionary for anything.
Let's move on.
Everything about that, like, I really, really liked that cat, and it was super friendly and awesome, but as soon as it, like, opened its mouth and then, like, tried to lick you or, like, you know, give you the playful bite, whatever spot it touched with its mouth stank.
That cat's
and
breath
could not wash away.
His breath smelled like Karo.
It's funny because that's where you're from.
Yes, it is.
The only white person there.
Yeah.
That town's full of...
No!
Absolutely not. Dalton said you needed to be a little offensive. Like,
Dalton wanted
I think he needs to start. He needs to start putting on parkas.
Yeah, he said if we weren't offensive enough, he was going to start stripping.
I'm changing it. You keep being this offensive, I'm going to get... Buttoning.
He's literally unbuttoning his shirt right now.
So in other words, we have to find the equilibrium, the balance of offensive, or he's going to be naked.
I mean, we can start talking about Quaaludes again.
It's not going to make it any less impressive than it already is, Lindsay.
Fair enough.
That was a penis joke.
We got it.
Okay, cool. No, nobody does.
Didn't want it.
Nobody does.
Can he go for three?
Nobody does.
Nope.
Oh, no, I definitely can't. But I don't know what I'm trying to do.
I'm
here.
So
I don't
lost.
Either. But you just started stretching and reaching, and then you reach too much, and now you're naked.
So moving on.
Oh, that size,
Ethan.
So moving
don't look,
on,
boy.
Did you see Dalton? This to you especially. Yeah. Moving on from Darkwing Duck. I'm disappointed. And I really want to move away from everything we just talked about for the last 20 minutes. So, CM Punk came out and today said that he has indeed signed an 8-fight UFC deal.
Okay.
Why'd you flip me off, Tanner?
I'm just flipping off the world.
Are you upset because of his rating still?
No.
In UFC 2?
Mike Tyson's in that game now, too.
Did you see Mike Tyson's in that game?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh, and Asa was just shit-talking the whole time.
Well, he should be. Why is Mike Tyson in a UFC game?
Because he's the baddest man on the planet.
He's going to, like, someone's going to take him to the ground.
Now,
he's just going to bite
their
ear off.
Can it be the UFC clip that I sent you of the people in, like, full armor with
swords? Oh, yeah, the medieval martial arts.
I'm surprised they don't have that as a pre-order bonus somewhere.
That would be great. I would buy the shit out of that game.
You're going to need a helmet when you fight Tyson.
And some
earmuffs. Yeah, I say at least earmuffs.
That's an old joke.
But you know, they often make the comparison. You know, who would win it between a professional boxer and an MMA fighter?
And kind of got proven at 197.
Why?
Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm.
Well, no, there was an exhibition match a while back with a boxer versus a UFC fighter.
Yeah, Randy Couture versus James Toney.
Yeah, and the UFC fighter won handily. But the idea is that if the boxer is able to land a punch, game.
I mean, you take Mike Tyson from his college, you know, right out of, right in the Olympics and stuff. You take Iron Mike and put him against any UFC fighter. My money's on Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah.
Did you see Mike Tyson when he was younger?
Yes.
He was a killer. I mean, the dude would knock out anybody.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those things. Like, if they can dodge the punches and get him on the ground, they have a chance. But, like, if you take a professional boxer, just one punch, bam, done.
Yeah, because that's what they train all the time.
Right.
They go for that knockout. Plus, James Toney, good boxer. But I don't think he's the best one to put against a Randy Couture.
No.
Not even old Randy Couture, yeah.
Yeah. But I truly believe that if Mike Tyson had been in the UFC, he would have cleaned up. Especially the old UFC. Like, before they had all the rules and weight classes and stuff like that.
Bare knuckles.
Yeah. He would have beaten the shit out of that 155 Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. Because he's 155 pounds. There was no weight limits back then.
Well, what about the big, giant, 7-foot, 900-pound fat guy versus the little, skinny Asian dude? Remember that fight?
Yeah. I just watched that the other day.
That was back when the UFC was fun.
It's just this huge dude just comes out, and they're all bare-knuckled, just getting ready to go down. I think it was UFC 1.
Yeah, and there were no rules back then. It was get in there and fight. It was basically as close as you'll get to Street Fighter.
Honestly starts getting kind of dangerous at that point, because if you take, like, two fighters of equal caliber, and you give one of those fighters a 100-pound weight advantage,
somebody's getting fucked up.
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah, and it's...
The little one's going to die.
It's absolutely a good idea that they have weight classes and stuff now. I mean, the UFC has been legitimized into a real sport.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to then, it was more like a carnival attraction.
Right.
Here's a big fat guy versus a skinny little guy. Let's watch someone's head fall off.
Funny thing about that fight, though, is the little guy won.
He did. Well, because the big guy was so big, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's like if you put the Great Khali versus Rey Mysterio. Great Khali's probably going to lose because he can't move.
You're just wrestling a really
tall
room.
Because it's WWE, the Great Khali is going to win because...
Well, clearly, because Vince McMahon has a hard-on for big guys.
Right. But unless they're black guys.
Uh-oh.
Which is why, like, Mark Henry's never won a match in his entire career.
He got really salty after I made him watch that ESPN interview.
No, I just want to point that out. I thought it was funny.
We all like Mark Henry, though.
I love Mark Henry.
Speaking of wrestling and hard-ons... Just real quick, Dalton, you mentioned this before the show. Sonny has officially signed with Vivid Video.
Oh boy.
Sonny, as we explained on Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night, they're going to pull out the phones to show you. She was one of the, in the 90s, she was like the biggest diva. She was the first diva in WWE history. And she was also at one point like the most downloaded person on the internet.
But my comment was that's back when the internet only had 3 people on it.
And as Asa said, but of those 3 people, 2 of them were downloading Sonny. So this is before the days of Melissa Debling and Daniel Sharp.
Mm.
So back then, it was all Sonny. Well, now she's trying to sell her Hall of Fame ring. She's in the WWE Hall of Fame. She's now going to do porn.
I feel like her time has passed for that.
Yes. Very much so. There are people screaming behind us because it's Broadway. So sorry.
Now, see, that I could see.
Is that from the old days?
Yeah. Tanner got old, new. I got, or now I got younger.
Sonny was a beautiful, beautiful woman. She was one of my first crushes.
Now, was she on WWF? Or?
Yeah. Okay. She first, what was it? She was first with the Body Donnas.
Yeah, and then she went to.
Farouk.
She was with the.
Smoking Guns.
Yeah, and then she was with the Hillbillies too at one point. I can't think of their names.
In
Godwins.
Godwins.
Yeah.
In the 90s, I did watch wrestling. But I was a hardcore WCW fan.
She was never in WCW.
No.
She was in ECW after WWF, where she became a drug addict and a whore. And I say those things. I don't say those things lightly. And her boyfriend, OD'd, died. And now she's going to do porn.
Now,
so, good for her.
And the best part about it, I'm going to try to pull it up really, really fast, was the title of the porn.
Oh, God.
Which is just, of course.
Is it called Sunny Side Up?
Yes.
Yeah, Sunny Side Up and Through the Back Door.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So that's telling me that she's already given Vivid everything on the first movie.
This is the same woman, like Asa pointed out, that up until now, one of the things she's been doing to make money recently is you could buy time to sleep with her. Not have sex with her.
Just sleep.
You lay in bed next to her. Yeah. So, I mean, this is less creepy than that to me.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. And who are you going to watch? China? Because China's also done
I remember China.
Backdoor to China?
I've never seen any of the porns with China. I remember China from wrestling.
It was never Backdoor to China. It was one night in China and then another night in China.
No, her first porn was literally Backdoor to China.
Yeah, no, she's done legitimate porn since then. Like, she's signed with Vivid.
Well, yeah, I know that.
And she did Backdoor to China.
Oh, and I know it was like the Royal Rumble in China or some shit like that.
She's Royal Rumble in China. Oh, God.
That's not the title of it, but that's what it should have been.
That's definitely what it should have been.
Hogan got all up in that, brother.
Then he said some really racist things. Wrestling's sad now. Why do we do pro wrestling unscripted?
Because it was the first one we did. Like, if we hadn't done it as the first show, I probably wouldn't still be doing it. Especially after Zach and Hunter left. Especially after Hunter left. Poor Zach.
Is he still trying to come back?
Well, me and him have been talking about doing a different show.
Oh.
So, I still want to get Zach involved with things. I really like having Dalton and Asa as the pro wrestling team. So, you know.
I'll have to ask that after the show.
Say it now. Say it to my face, bitch.
Whoa!
And to all the listeners. Actually, don't. Let's move on.
Oh, God. He's staring a hole right through me.
Ooh, I hope that 2-second pause is just that tension. It's as rare as that steak that we were pouring molten aluminum on YouTube.
Why does Zach not want to listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted anymore? Because of Dalton. What was his reasoning?
He said, and I quote, hold on, I've got it here somewhere.
Please say he says I'm immature, because that would be the biggest, like...
If he says that, I'm going to fall out.
No. It wasn't that.
Pot calling kettle now.
He said...
No, I'm way better. Like, it's...
No, not... not
but still, I'm just saying.
He said, I would rather just listen to you and Asa. Dalton is horrible, and Allie knows nothing of wrestling.
Well, I can't argue with the very last part.
Hey, she knows a couple things. We hit her with some,
I about to say, it's been a nice little segment where you come in and
I mean, she should be learning something. She goes to all your pay-per-views.
Yeah, she's picking things up as she goes.
And that was my idea for that bit, by the way. That was a homegrown Dalton idea.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you.
Teach a newbie wrestling terms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of the name for it. That was
It's funny. Creative.
Yeah.
I like it.
More creative than wrestling's been.
But no.
Yeah.
Dalton's annoying. He's not good on the shows.
He's horrible.
Think of the source.
I like you on the shows, Dalton.
Thank you. That's just be nice to Dalton Day.
Well.
All right, let's change it. Donald Trump.
Oh, thank God. We were floundering. Okay. So, Donald Trump, Tanner, I know you're a big Trump supporter.
You son of a bitch. Shannon's going to die tonight.
Please don't. I don't want to drive home.
That is literally the only reason she doesn't want me to die.
But then there's still a car here.
That's fine. Tanner Smith loves that was stupid. Tanner? Shit. Because I was doing this South Park joke.
Remember the whole Dalton Smart and Dalton, we were just kissing Dalton. Anyway, Sarah Palin came out in support of Donald Trump. Okay.
Look, another fucking crazy.
So at this point, it's like, this is sabotage, right? Like, legit. So you know the Republicans don't like Donald Trump. They don't.
Sarah, go support him.
Go support him. That'll fuck him.
This will totally fix it.
And yet, somehow, Donald Trump's still in the lead.
I saw a good meme that was a picture of them two, and it was like when the two dumb kids have to do a report in class.
I don't get it. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I do believe that Donald Trump got Sarah Palin just to sabotage
her. I was just going to say, how much is he paying her?
How much is Trump paying her?
Yeah.
Trump's not paying her either. Yeah, see. The Republican Party's paying her to fuck Donald Trump so they can get one of their guys in instead. But because...
It's a really good fucking idea.
Except they didn't count on America being so stupid to the point that...
Because they love Sarah Palin still.
Apparently, someone does somewhere.
She had a book.
She's up in Alaska. She's got that pregnant daughter.
She can see Russia from her backyard.
Who's probably had a kid already.
And I want to go to Alaska, but not if Sarah Palin's still there.
So,
but she's not the governor anymore.
At my place of work.
I mean, I'd do her. And her daughter.
Nope.
No, I would. Her daughter's pretty cute.
That's fine.
I would do Tina Fey's representation of her.
Well, yeah.
Because then it's Tina Fey. Anyway, Dalton, what are you trying to say?
At my place of work, somebody bought a Donald Trump book and was just like, is this his first book? And I just look her dead in the eyes like, I'm the wrong person to ask about Donald Trump. And she gives me what is, you are the wrong with America stare. Because I think I still had the ponytail. This was like a week ago. So I still had that going. And she just looked at me like I was like, what's wrong with America? Not the person buying a Donald Trump book. And making sure that she is getting the anthology of Donald Trump books.
My offer still stands to any listener out there that's brave enough to come on the show and confront us and tell us why you support Donald Trump. I know there's some people out there. I know there's some people out there that support him. I know friends of mine that support him, but don't want to talk about it.
Literally none of my friends. Like, I'm really proud of all of my friends. I don't know a single person that supports Donald Trump personally.
I have a handful of them. Tanner, you know a couple of them yourself.
I was really waiting for Tanner. You're one of them yourself.
Are they some of the ones that don't know how to use hashtags and proper English on Facebook?
Are you talking about Kayla? No, she definitely doesn't support Donald Trump. She's as black as they come.
If you're talking about
and she's white.
If you're talking about who I think you're talking about, I don't think he actually supports him truthfully. I think he's just trying to be funny.
Oh, is it Turbo Lib?
Turbo Lib?
Yeah, it's a joke with him.
You can never tell with him.
Sit down and talk to him.
He's
at
a true
heel.
He's a true heel.
He is a true
heel. He
really
is. Yeah. And he's that day fucking
that he,
good at it, too.
The day he pissed off Jesse and I at the same time was just the greatest thing ever.
And Asa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Asa was in on that, yeah.
Asa got
I remember I had to call. Hey, guy, don't take him serious. Please, for the love of God, don't take him serious. He's just trying to get a reaction.
Yeah, and then I say, fuck that guy in front of his brother, like a dummy.
Well, you didn't know.
I didn't know at the time. I would have.
Oh, you said that in front of...
In front of Kaz.
Well, I didn't say fuck that guy, but I was like, oh, that dude. And then I was about to say it, and then Shannon gave me the
It doesn't really matter. Those two don't really get along that well.
I say it doesn't really matter because Kaz kind of pissed a lot of people off when he was here, so.
Yeah.
I mean, Kaz didn't piss
off. Oh, Kaz is a great guy. Yeah. Love him to death, yeah.
Romneycare.
What's that?
Romneycare.
Romneycare, yeah. Speaking of that, of Obama and politics and still, Sarah Palin, her son got arrested for, I think it was like threatening people with gun, or threatening his wife with a gun or whatever. And you know who Sarah Palin blamed it on?
Who's that?
Obama.
Yep. She said that he's having a hard time living in Obama's America. Sarah Palin blamed Barack Obama for her son being a fucking idiot.
She is literally the one who said she could see Russia from her backyard.
She is. She's the one that Katie Couric tore apart and ruined John, I almost said John Musgrave, and I know John Musgrave's out there smiling somewhere. But oh my God, what is...
John McCain.
John McCain. Oh my God. This is why I don't have a politics show on this network.
Called Tanner Thursday. we talk about Trump like the last few weeks.
How can you not talk about Donald Trump? How does the joke still go? How is the joke still going? It's not funny anymore. Why do people still support Donald Trump?
Did you hear about the UK?
No.
The UK is actually, they want to ban Donald Trump from anything and everything world politics.
Oh, good. That'd be awesome.
Like, ban him from ever entering the country.
Good.
Yeah, don't want him, because they see him, like, for whatever reason, everywhere in the world, the entire planet, recognizes how awful, terrible, and terrifying Donald Trump is.
Except
the United States.
So, except the Republicans in the United States.
So, like, is the UK just like, if we see him, we shoot on, shoot on sight? Because if that's the case, I say we open up a new Patreon for Podzilla, which is Podzilla Presents Give Donald Trump a Free Vacation to the UK.
That's too far.
Well, plus, don't you
realize? Is it?
No.
Donald Trump doesn't need us to buy him a vacation to the UK.
He's a thrifty businessman. He'll definitely
he'd rather do it for free than pay for it, that's for sure.
And I'm fine with fitting the bill. Kevin, you want to drop some more money into that Patreon, buddy?
If you want to, sir.
we're trying to save America, and you're being stingy.
I just think they plan on outlawing from entering anywhere in the United Kingdom.
The reason for it is because there's a ban on hate speech in the UK,
and
they're taking
pretty
literally
much what
everything
he's been
he
doing.
Says hate speech, and so they're like, yeah, he's not welcome here.
Well, yeah, because it is.
Yeah,
like everything he says, like he's not made a good political point yet.
Nope. All he is basically he's trying to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Also, to bring that conversation full circle from things we said earlier, CM Punk is, Dana White says his first match is going to be in June.
Yeah, it is.
That's where I was going with that, and then we got completely sidetracked, so I apologize.
So we're all chipping in, because UFC or pay-per-views are expensive.
Like $60. Or we could just go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
I'd rather do that.
Do they still do them?
Yeah. Yeah, for UFC they do.
Yep.
We just had to get there like 2 hours early.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Then the other problem is, like, the fight sometimes only lasts 30, 40 seconds.
Well, that's why I don't want to order it on pay-per-view, because like, I don't want to wait through 10 fights.
I would never, ever pay for a UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Trump. Just had to point that out real quick. What were we saying? Was it bad about him?
It was negative.
It was his hate speech, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think
literally what everything he says is, he'll say one thing, and then like 2 weeks later he says something else that just adds on top of it. You know, it gets worse and worse. I think he's literally just trying to see how far he can push it to the point where people just stop.
Yeah, but they don't stop. Problem.
So he just keeps going and going and going.
He's eventually going to get to the point where he just walks out.
I think this is literally all a joke to him.
Yeah. He's just going to walk out and say, why is this period racing? Leave. Like, he's getting to that point. Like, he's like two more speeches away from it.
And he'll probably
get a boost in the numbers.
Yeah. Because the people that are supporting...
there's a lot of bigoted white people in this world.
I'm going to say, do you not think that the people that support him right now aren't the same people that dislike black people and have the... And yeah, if you're listening to this going, well, I support Donald Trump and I don't hate black people.
Clearly you do.
Yeah, why do you support Trump? This is a man that has said that Mexicans are rapists, that says he wants to build a wall to keep foreigners out, that says he wants to ban Muslims from entering this country.
He's definitely...
And not only ban Muslims... Tag existing Muslims.
He wants to round them up, put them in concentration camps, probably. And I'm not making that up. He's probably said that at some point.
I don't think he said that, but Hitler didn't say that before he started the regime.
I saw a great thing online. It was like, can you tell me who said this quote? Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds?
Yeah. I've also seen that.
And this guy is in the lead for the Republican nomination.
Sad state of affairs.
Damn, America!
Sad state of affairs for Republicans.
You're fucking telling me.
Like, so have you thought about changing it?
No.
It's real rough to be a Republican right now.
Tanner, I don't see you as a Republican.
It's nice and left over here. You should just crawl on this side of the plane.
There's another wheel for if you want to get turbo on us. Yeah. Did you say white?
No, right.
Oh.
Right is right.
If it ain't white, it ain't right? Is that what you're telling
me? That's not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying at all. All
right, Trump.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
Better than putting other things in your mouth.
She has a point.
Oh.
Fucking Lindsay did that.
Yep.
I was waiting on Sharon to say it.
I got to throw you a curveball every now and again.
Damn it. That caught me on guard. Toes.
I'm the serious journalist.
We reported on a false news story at the very beginning of this.
Well, we reported on people reporting on a false news story.
I'm just saying. We have no integrity here.
Well, not when you're on the show.
You're not wrong.
Some of us have integrity.
I have a lot of integrity. Lindsay?
No.
No, it's just Tanner.
No.
But he just said he supports Trump.
I know.
Like,
I don't know how you can say he supports Trump and still say he has integrity.
Love you, Tanner.
I love how the fact that I say I'm a Republican, a lot of people go, oh, so you support Trump. No.
No.
Well, who do you support in this race? Also, do you not see yourself as more of an independent and less of a Republican?
I do.
I don't think anyone at this table would consider themselves leaning one way or the other. We may lean that way, but we are not hardcore.
I'm pretty sure this entire table minus Tanner leans left.
But we're independent. Because I'll vote for a Republican if it makes more sense. I will. I'll vote for whoever will get the job done better. And I don't think Donald Trump's going to get the job done.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it's very rare for a Republican to come along that kind of fits our views.
Yeah. Especially with, like, the education reform stuff. That's all them. I'm a straight ticket voter Democrat.
I have a very strange set of views. I believe in gay marriage. I believe in equal rights. I am against abortion. So I kind of put myself right there in the middle ground.
You sound like me.
No, hold on.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
You guys almost had a moment.
We did.
That almost got really sweet, and then Shannon fucked it up.
This ain't Sentimental Thursdays.
I don't want to get too much into abortion, but like that's another one of those hot ticket things. I personally could never go through with like aborting a child, but at the same time, I'm definitely pro-choice.
It's a gray area.
It is. It's not a black and white issue.
Not at all.
Can I go into it?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is your show. This is what I believe on it. I believe that if just some chick off the street comes in. She got with a guy she didn't want to be with. She got pregnant. It was consensual. She should not be able to have an abortion. I don't think so. Now, if she was raped, if the baby's going to cause her harm.
What if she's going to cause the baby harm?
True.
There's adoption.
Yeah, but me personally, I would not want to carry a kid for 9 months, just pawn it off on someone else.
True.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who can't have kids.
Yeah, and I'm...
And they have surrogates out there.
I'm of a similar belief of Tanner that I don't believe that anyone that is, just because you are careless doesn't mean that it should cost someone their life.
Yeah.
So you can argue when a life starts and how old you have to be for it to be a living thing and whatnot. But the fact to me is that if, and men and women, you know, both play an equal part in it, but if you're careless and you get pregnant and you didn't mean to just because you didn't want to wear protection, you should have to face the consequences of your actions and you shouldn't be able to end a life because you made a mistake. That's my belief. And I don't preach it. I don't tell everybody else this is how it should be. That's just my belief. And you have a right to your belief. Absolutely. I'm not saying mine right and yours wrong. That's just my belief. But in the case of like rape and stuff like that, that's where it gets gray. And that's when I go, I don't know.
Oh, I know straight up. If someone's raped and they get pregnant and they want to have an abortion, absolutely let them.
But you could say, but you could also say, well, why should this baby be punished because the mother was raped? This is still an innocent life.
Yep.
See, yeah. It's gray. It's gray as shit. It's grayer than all the aliens in the world, Tanner, in the universe.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, like, basically, whenever you put that kind of...
dark.
Whenever you put that kind of qualification on it, it becomes like, well, when does a life become more valuable to you? Just because the person was raped doesn't make the life any less valuable than if it was consensual.
But that life also can't make its own choices till a certain point. So do you leave it with a person that isn't going to take care of it or doesn't want it, or you throw it into the system where people are just going to abuse it and not do other stuff? It's one thing if you have a set person that says, yes, I'm going to adopt this child and give them a good home. You don't know that. You don't know that you're just screwing another life.
Yeah, but you also don't know if that life could have done something great.
It's true. It's one of those things, like, that's why I think I'm pro-choice. It should be the woman's choice. Like, it's their body.
I think it should be a dual choice. If let's say, for argument's sake, if Lindsay and I, when we were a thing and together, if she got pregnant and she wanted to have an abortion, and it's my kid too, I should have a say-so in that. I know it's her body, but that's something we did together.
It's also one thing if the people are together. If they're not, then the other person involved has no say in it at all.
I don't believe that because a father, just because you're not with someone doesn't mean that a father doesn't want to be a father.
Then are they going to take the child and take care of it if the mother doesn't?
Possibly.
I've seen instances where that's happened.
Yeah, but the court usually rules in favor of the mother in these cases.
No, you're not wrong. Well, I mean, even, like, they definitely do. Like, that's actually a huge problem in the court system right now.
Agreed.
Like, my older brother's had that battle. Very unqualified mother. Just really, really difficult trying to get custody away from, or get custody at all, like even joint custody, from this just woman that was living with her parents, working $10 an hour as a manager at Burger King, versus my brother who had an actual career, a house, like his own car. It's a real messed up system. But anyway, no, it's, I do agree that the father should have a say so, but ultimately the choice comes down to the mother in terms of like aborting the child.
And here's what I hate about that. If you don't think, and I'm not saying you specifically, don't take this as a personal shot. This is just in general. But if you think that a mother has the right to abort the kid and the father shouldn't have a say-so in it, then by the same token, if a mother decides to keep the kid and the father doesn't want it, he shouldn't have to pay child support. If he doesn't have any say-so in that kid being born, he shouldn't have to pay for it if he doesn't want it.
And I can agree with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, child support is another just really mess. So is alimony. Like, there's a
so
bunch of
so
we
broke
really...
up and I still got to pay you? Ouch.
Yeah, there's a sign bunch of really messed up It's still leaning towards, like, the entire system is leaning towards the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist anymore. In our society, there's no way you can be a stay-at-home mom unless you have a rich-ass husband.
Certain folk want to go back to those times.
I would love to get a rich-ass husband so I can be a stay-at-home mom.
God damn it. I did see on Facebook you're the most likely one to get pregnant next.
Oh, Nate. Oh, beautiful little Nate, if you're listening one of these days.
Sweet child of mine.
Have you been watching Junior a lot?
No, but
I've never seen that movie. I've never seen Twins.
Really?
You've never seen Twins?
No.
I mean, well, I guess they're not really the good Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Say, yeah,
they're
not
still
the
amusing as hell.
I like Twins. Especially, like, I figure you especially would like
Danny
Twins.
DeVito.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Hey, since we're talking about serious topics, can we talk about another serious topic?
Sure.
Tanner, I've seen your lovely wife post about this numerous times. Breastfeeding in public. I know this is a weird thing. Wow, why are we talking about this? But I've seen so much about it lately, and they had a video where they did
the model.
Where the model was sitting there with her breasts almost completely exposed, and everyone just kind of looked and smiled and walked on, but then the woman who was breastfeeding and you couldn't see anything, so many people stopped and said, that's disgusting. Do you have to do that right here? And at first I thought it was a joke. I cannot believe people would react that way to a mother feeding her child. That bugs me. Now, Lindsay, I'm going to go to you for this because I'm curious what your thoughts are on it as a woman.
If they've got a blanket over them and you don't see stuff, I don't care. But I don't want to see another person's boobs, period, in public.
But when you say that, do you mean like a full naked breast or... It's hard to
I don't
want to
see a lady lift up her shirt and her kids sitting there sucking her tits.
When you say it like that, it
sounds like a fun Saturday
night for adults. It sounds so tawdry.
I don't.
Okay,
you're not going to
win any points with
the feminist movement.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you shouldn't have to stay at home because you're breastfeeding your kid.
And you definitely shouldn't have to do it in the bathroom.
That's gross. Yeah. That's disgusting.
And I don't think I've ever seen a woman just lift up her shirt.
I have.
I have not personally.
I have.
Family Christmas 4 years ago. Shit, you not.
What?
Well, you are from Perryville.
That happened.
Please tell the story.
One of my aunts just lifted her shirt up, and I definitely saw nipple for a second. I was like, ah!
I mean, there's nothing wrong with breastfeeding your child, but personally, if I'm out in public, I don't want to see it. Especially at a restaurant. Feed your kid beforehand, or after.
I guess maybe I'm... do you guys agree with me? Maybe I'm just weird. I don't care.
I don't care.
Because I don't want to see someone's boobs, period.
I mean, there's been many times I've been sitting at the mall eating Chinese food and nobody's come up to me and say, I'm disgusting. I'm not going to judge that kid. That's rude as shit.
Yeah, I've got a friend who, she's got a 1-year-old and I've known this girl forever. And we go to have parties at their house and stuff and she'll breastfeed right there. And at first it was kind of awkward, but now it is, you know, it just.
Now, why is it awkward? I wonder. Is
it was awkward because I've known this girl my entire life. And,
well, no, I mean in general,
there's just the stigma in the U.S. around.
That's what I was going to say. It's the stigma of that a woman's breasts are sexual,
and really, that's restricted almost exclusively to the United
States.
To be
fair, I don't want to see anybody out in public without a shirt on.
Really, really.
I don't care.
You don't.
It's one thing if it's at a pool because everyone's in the water.
John
but, like,
Cena.
I don't care.
Randy
fucking
Orton
shirt on.
Why do you don't go to wrestlers?
Muscles are not.
Because I don't know
not.
Any handsome men without it. Oh, Chris Evans.
It doesn't matter.
So you're in the mall. Chris Evans walks by shirtless. You go, that's fucking disgusting. Put a shirt on.
You are so hairy. All
right.
For the record, that was not directed at Lindsay. I think it's important to point that out.
Yeah, no, Lindsay is not hairy. Dalton, on the other hand, I did not know we had a gorilla on the show.
I'm just saying in general.
I get what you're saying. Like, I understand completely. I don't know.
Why do people feel the need to walk around without clothes on?
Because it's America and we want to be
the free.
We want to be sexy.
Well, they're not.
In defense.
Sometimes they are.
In defense, in that video, the model, the way she's walking, I don't care for that either. Like, I don't want.
What, with the boobs exposed?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Like, I just walk by and I think, salute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, mean and judgmental and shit.
Yeah, I just
want
to walk around
because, you know the only reason I don't walk around in a mesh shirt constantly? Is I don't have the body for it. If I look like Chris Evans, I dare you to find me with a shirt on. Negative 30 degree weather, I'm not wearing a shirt. You're lucky I'm wearing pants. We're banana hammocking the whole night.
It's
more like a
Vienna
sausage hammock, to be fair.
It's one of those things with the breastfeeding. Like, I kind of agree with Lindsay in that there are trashy ways to be breastfeeding in public.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that allowing people to breastfeed in public means they should be able to go just like,
shirt up,
bra
down.
Off
well,
the
and
shirt.
That's what I've seen. You just see them lift it up and put the kid there. I'm like, there's a tasteful way to do it, which usually you have a towel or a blanket of some sort that you drape over yourself and then do it and put the kid under.
Well, they True. Actually
and,
make well, shirts now that
you can
breastfeed.
Just, yeah.
I actually saw a woman at, I'm trying to remember where it was. I was at the mall actually about 2 weeks ago. I was walking around trying to find something and, I was going down to the, like GNC store. I was trying to get some vitamins and there was a woman who was breastfeeding. She was sitting on a bench. She had the kid up to her breast and she had the blanket over it. And you know what I saw? Nothing.
And I'm fine with that.
And it didn't bother me. But if her breast was exposed, I would not stop and tell her she was disgusting.
I wouldn't say anything. I just don't want to see it.
I don't necessarily want to see it, but I just don't care, I guess. Maybe it's because it's a woman. If it was a dude sitting there with his dick out, maybe.
And I don't want to see that either.
Well, plus, like, honestly, comparing dick to boob, like, that's.
Yeah, again, because
dicks are gross. Let's just throw that out there.
There's nothing wrong with dicks.
Dicks are gross.
They're like, gross.
No, that's not even like a homophobic stance. Dicks in general are disgusting.
No, I have seen there are plenty of cute girls out there with dicks that
he wrote an article about.
I wrote an article about it.
Well, that doesn't make the dick pretty.
The dick is a thumb in a fucking turtleneck. That's what the dick is. It's not a pretty thing.
It's not a pretty organ.
No.
I'm sorry. Are we saying vaginas are gorgeous?
Better than dicks?
Yes.
Not all of them.
They're weird looking, too.
They're wrinkly.
Jesus Christ.
They look like the thing from Aliens.
I've seen some ugly ones. Yeah.
You know? Can we just agree that genitals in general?
Yes.
Genitals in general aren't necessarily attractive.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a way for a penis to be an attractive.
I've seen some lovely dicks in my time.
I'm gonna be in the bathroom tonight after my shower to be like, how am I gonna make this look pretty?
You put makeup on and some eyeliner.
Well, I don't know. Never mind. I was about to make a hairy joke, and I decided not to.
Maybe shave the jungle down there, chop down the trees, and
what makes
look...
you think that I already have it?
It's like a turtle shell.
Yeah. Here is a half shell. Dalton Power.
Jesus Christ.
Dalton Power. Anyway, no, like it.
Trainwreck Tanner Thursdays.
Yeah, breastfeeding in public doesn't bother me. I definitely do not think that women should be forced to go to a fucking bathroom
That's
to breastfeed
gross.
Their child.
Now, let's say I'm out in public and I want oral sex. Should I just put a blanket over the girl's head and she just do it right there? As long as you don't see the dick. It's not offensive.
Again, you're comparing a dick to a boob, and also, you are comparing a sexual act
to feeding
your child.
Of course I was being sarcastic. Well, technically,
to stop being mammals,
shut the
and then we
up.
Don't have that problem.
Oh
see,
my God!
The big problem. That sounds like an argument that I would read on the internet.
It does. It's on
like
Reddit
somewhere. Yeah, an anti-feminist has said that somewhere.
And of course, I was being sarcastic.
That's gonna be
facetious.
Facetious. Yes, I used that word twice yesterday.
I like that word. Shannon really wants somebody to be fallacious on him in public, as long as there's a towel over.
As long as there's a towel head.
No? Oh God!
All right, here we go again.
So anyway,
we got about 9 minutes left.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, the breastfeeding public thing doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bug me at all because I don't.
Like I said, there is like if
don't
you
see,
see
it, and I'm tired of seeing stuff on Facebook about it.
Don't.
But this is also the person that gets real sick of 90% of the stuff out there that's feminist.
That's true. She's not a feminist. That is extremely true. She's not a fan of Anita Sarkeesian.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
No one is. Except for just, like, I feel like, because I told you this earlier, I am in support of what she's trying to do, but I feel like she's doing more harm than good.
Well, you sent me that thing today on Imgur.
Oh, about the Batman thing?
Yeah, because I actually watched the newest episode of Feminist Frequency where they talk about tropes versus women in video games or whatever. And she was talking about
the tactical butt.
Cover
or something like that.
And she was talking about Batman. She said she played Arkham Knight and, she tried her hardest to see Batman's butt, but it was like a Wayne Tech.
Yeah, Super Wayne Tech Enterprises makes a cape that where it's impossible to see his butt.
And then someone posted pictures of them playing with different skins, and those different skins you could clearly see Batman's behind. But to be fair.
Cape and no cape.
And then play as Nightwing who doesn't have a cape at all.
But to be fair, I mean, let's say, I can kind of see her point. If you're just playing a regular Batman character and you can't see it, sure. If you have to go to those specific skins
you don't.
To see it.
If she wants fan service, go watch Free.
Well, she's talking about video games, though.
Who gives a shit?
That's the point.
He does.
Yeah, no, you don't even have to go to an extra skin, like any one of them. If you just fly, like if you do the glide with Batman in any of the Arkham games, you see his ass.
Yeah, but would you not be in agreement with her that name a female character, you have to go to such lengths to see their ass?
That's because most of the video game programmers are male.
No, I mean, I
like how Lindsay's again, telling us things that, like, it's like when someone says, you know wrestling's fake, right? Like, no shit!
Again, like, I am in support of what she's trying
to do.
I'm in support of what she's trying to do. She's just failing miserably.
Because she's dumb.
Jesus Christ.
She doesn't research anything. She just posts stuff. She, like, reads stuff on the internet and doesn't check anything. It's, I don't know.
As Dalton and Asa would say, female brain.
Lady brain.
Lady brain.
Lady brain.
Same
lady
thing.
Brain. She's lady brain.
Tanner, you're being awful coy over there.
Coy.
I'm just here.
This is your show.
This is your show.
Yeah, I know.
How do you feel about feminism?
Some aspects, yes.
Equal rights, not feminism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, there's some aspects to it, like the whole the breastfeeding thing.
Let me throw some of my thoughts. in a lot of ways, I feel like the video game stuff where the girls are wearing tight clothes and stuff like that and everyone that has a problem with it, in a lot of ways, it's a reflection of our society. How many girls do you see wearing yoga pants? How many girls do you see wearing extremely tight jeans?
Oh, yeah. I had that argument with somebody the other day. They were talking about, oh, why do they make these girls in these video games so sexy? I'm like, do you see the way? Go to the mall. Go to the mall at any random time.
And we're not saying that they deserve to be.
No.
We're not saying they deserve to be objectified. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying is that women dress this way, and whether it's to empower themselves or to attract men, whatever, or women, whatever, but they do dress that way. So when you show a girl in a video game that's dressed sexy, women dress sexy. And goddamn, the people that say, well, they don't do this to the men, I mean, God of War, he wears a loincloth.
They just don't want to play the games that it's the case.
Yeah, see, it's just one of those things, like, what is...
Play any wrestling game. Nobody's wearing a shirt.
What men find sexy and what women find sexy. Like, it's one of those things, like, they've done, I think one of the more popular things that I've seen is someone did renditions of, you know, male superheroes wearing what would be, a female outfit.
Which are hilarious. Yeah.
They're really, really funny, but I haven't heard of a single woman that thought they were sexy. Because it's not.
It's because guys' bodies are different from women's bodies.
Right, and what appeals to the other genders, or not necessarily genders, what appeals to whoever's attracted to what is different.
Yeah.
Like, with women, you know, you like to see
the curvy parts.
Sure.
It's a good word for it.
The fun word for it.
Or in some people's cases, the lack thereof curvy parts.
And with...
Oh, wait, was that a shot at me?
No.
Okay.
The fun to hold parts, that's what I call them.
Yeah, and in, you know, men, Lindsay, you might be able to back me up, but you like to see, you know, well-toned, muscly bodies.
Lindsay, what do you like to see as a woman? No, I'm serious. Like, okay, as a guy, I like...
Don't rub yourself, Dalton. No, he's not just rubbing himself, he's showing off...
I wasn't even looking, so...
Hey, he said he was going to strip on this show.
Can I do the Big E face?
Please stop.
Well, Lonnie, we got another fur rug. Now, see this? This is a nice, smooth stomach on Ethan. That's what you want. No hair there.
So, yeah, you mentioned earlier about fan service and free. Like, I know.
It's the same thing. It's toned muscles is what most girls are looking at.
And most girls like the skinny tone. They like the Stephen Brights of the world. They don't want the Jesse Kimball, Shannon Youngs of the world. Just these big, hulking men.
In defense, things have changed.
I mean, hello, shoulders are also muscles.
I have big shoulders. And I also have a big epididymis. I don't think that's a word.
Nope.
No.
What was I trying to say?
Epidermis?
Skin?
Epididymis.
You have a big skin?
He does have a lot of skin.
Cody's here?
So.
I was trying to
But I mean, even on that, I mean, everyone has their own thing. Yeah.
I mean, like, you look at, the cartoons, the Family Guys, Simpsons.
Which, the best meme, that moment you realize that anime guys are hotter than real guys.
They're not.
I've not heard that meme.
I also don't think anime women are hot either. I used to, when I was Ethan's age, I thought, oh, anime chicks are hot. I love anime. Look, they're half naked all the time. Now I look at it and I go, well, that's just stupid. Put some clothes on, young lady.
No.
That's a sign of Shannon entering his 50s.
That's like our truth. I think that's a sign of maturing. When suddenly you realize that women don't have to dress like teeny bopper whores anymore, that you can wear full clothing and look
attractive. Or rather, I read a thing, that's how you know you're dating a woman, not a girl.
Is when you don't... When what?
When they're not running around half naked.
Well, then I guess
I know they don't have to.
I've never dated a girl. I've always dated women.
Yes, it's one of those, like, sometimes it's, oh, what's the phrase I'm looking for?
More is less.
More is less. I don't know.
Or less is more.
Less skin you show off. Okay, you got to go that way.
Well, I just literally thought of something. It's an ex-girlfriend of mine. It's Jennifer's cousin. I was probably 16, 15 or 16 at the time. And I was still going to church every Sunday. And she was there visiting for the summer. And she liked to come to church wearing extremely short miniskirts.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
That's the Lord's house.
Yeah. And she would wear thongs.
Oh, well, are we talking about her or Jennifer?
No.
Is that what Jennifer used to wear, fucking fishing line into church?
Anyway.
Yeah, she did.
It's my ex-girlfriend you're talking about.
That's fine.
Yeah, we are.
She kind of got
Well, this got awkward.
Yeah.
I'm done now. I want to get off this conversation.
What did we learn from today's episode, class?
That we're fucking, man, how do we have listeners?
I don't know.
We might not after this show.
They love to hear us banter for some reason.
Might not after this show.
No.
This is what happens when we come to a show with no topic in mind.
I had topics.
Oh, he had topics. They just went out the window.
I had Darkwing Duck, and I had some other things, and then we just started.
You still haven't gone to one of the ones you were going to do.
What was it?
Your video you watched?
Oh, yeah. So, well, we don't have time. We're at an hour. There was a video. We watched it earlier, Dalton. Matthew Santora, who's a YouTube personality, who went into detail about his ex-girlfriend Nicole Arbour's abusive relationship and how she hit him and abused him mentally. And it's this great video. Go watch it. And apparently Nicole Arbour, do you remember Nicole Arbour? I don't either because I don't know YouTube celebrities. I'm still of the belief that a YouTube celebrity is not a real celebrity. And that's just old fashioned thinking. I understand because there are a bunch of YouTube celebrities, but it seems like so many YouTube celebrities.
Action figures.
I'm aware.
We need action figures.
But Nicole, I have one. Just go get the Judd Nelson, Breakfast Club, pop vinyl. That's me. From college. Nicole Arbour did the Dear Fat People video.
Yeah.
Well, she also apparently beat the shit out of her ex-boyfriend and got caught up in this big thing. And I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to talk about domestic violence and all this stuff, and it was going to be a real serious topic, but now we don't have time because we spent a lot of time talking about, as Lindsay said, tit sucking and, Donald Trump and penises and how beautiful dicks are. This is why I can't get a real show on Fox News.
Now, this show would air, well, no, it wouldn't air on Fox News. It's way, we're too turbo-lib.
Too turbo-lib. Yeah. Well, maybe next time. Maybe we'll do another. We'll do a special on abuse and violence and real issues. And until then, we're going to wrap it up for tonight. And Dalton's going to be there, I guess.
What? No, give me the closing.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening, as always. We hope you enjoyed the show. Just remember that a lot of things we say are for fun.
Oh, contest.
Oh, yeah, and we're still doing our contest. If you have, and we actually have, I've had a couple people message me with suggestions. So we have a couple suggestions in the bag right now. If you want to name the fans, if you have a name for you, for the fans of Podzilla 1985, email us at podzilla1985@gmail.com, at hotmail.com. Message us on Facebook. Message us personally on Facebook. However you want to get the answer to us. Call us at the Gaming Grounds. Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
but get that to us by, when is it, Lindsay?
February 12th, I think.
Yes, February 12th.
February 12th. Get us that by February 12th, and you are going to get a free Podzilla 1985 t-shirt.
Assuming we choose your name.
Yes, you have to win.
You do not get a free shirt just for submitting.
The winner
gets a free t-shirt.
Yes.
Also, hey, like, subscribe if you can. I don't know how Podbean works. I don't know. Just listen to the show. That's all I care about. Enjoy it. Fuck. We're out of here. Dalton, take us out.
Bone this man.